Francis Leach joins us again to talk sport. Hello, Francis.
Just turn the music down just to make sure.
That's good. Come to the cricket in a moment, but in the golf, Jason Day has started the British Open in great form as he tries to win his first major.
Yes, indeed, Fran. Dustin Johnson, the American's a leader at 7-under, but Day's rebounded in great style after that vertigo attack that ruined his last major championship with a 6-under to be one shot behind the leader at the British Open at St Andrews. It's his first outing since that top 10 finish in the US Open when he was 6. It was a brilliant performance from him. He shares second place with Zach Johnson, Robert Streb, South African Retief Goossens, and 1999 champion Paul Laurie. He showed no ill signs of health. He just continued to rack up the birdies. He birdied, I think it was 5th, 6th, 10th, 14th and 15th holes. Matt Jones, also the other Australian who's in good nick there at the moment, 4-under, 2 shots back. But Jason Day still chasing that first major. He's come second a number of times in these big events. This might be his chance.
Well, in cricket, Chris Rogers, now he's made a lot of centuries at Lord's as a county cricketer, but none as sweet as last night's knock for Australia.
Absolutely. He knows that ground so well, Lords. 158 not out from Rogers. Smith, 129 not out. Australia 1 for 337 after day one. The only man to miss out, David Warner, dismissed for 38. Rogers has been brilliant at Lords. He took a little while to get going. His first runs were a 4 through slips, and he looked a bit shaky early on. He got bogged down in the 80s, but once he got through that period and finally reached that century, he'd had 750s from his last 8 test innings. He was on his way, and Australia set an imposing first innings total up at 1 for 337. The pitch looks like there's plenty more runs. We'll see what unfolds today. But unlikely to lose this one, but wanting to square the series really quickly.
And just briefly, in tennis, Australia's Davis Cup clash with Kazakhstan starts today in Darwin.
Yeah, Tanasi Kokkinakis will open the Davis Cup quarterfinal. He will play Kazakhstan's number one, Mikhail Kushkin, and that's followed by Nick Kyrgios and Alexander Nedyasov, who will play the second of the singles rubbers, and of course doubles tomorrow. Sam Groth and Leighton Hewitt likely to be the pairing for Australia as they look to get back to a semi-final of the Davis Cup, I think since the first time since 2006, if memory serves me right. So big-time tennis in Darwin today.
Yeah, absolutely. Francis, thank you.
See you, Fran.
Francis Leach from Grandstand.